I have recorded this document to clarify or explain a written statement that I have published saying, I am privileged to be a lowly mortal priest before God and to do the things of a priest. All of us are lowly before the greatness of the God, the creator and giver of life, is why I say a lowly mortal. If you question how is it or why is it that I am a priest, I cannot say why I am privileged enough to be a priest, except that the Holy Trinity has told me I am the priest and has given instruction to me. I do not claim I am more righteous or more deserving than anyone else. I accept it because my Lord has told me so, and I do not dwell on questioning this. Now, priest, minister, reverend, rabbi, and other descriptive titles have both particular and various meanings, depending on when and where the terms are used, and these terms are often interchanged. So we do not always correctly presume the exact meaning of a particular use of the word. But the title priest generally causes me to think of a minister, which is a teacher, that also keeps or cares for something that belongs to God, which could be anything from helping the spiritual needs of the people by teaching or merely opening the door of the church or temple where they gather. A school custodian or the church's gardener may be considered a priest in certain times or at certain places. And each person is a keeper, caretaker, or priest of the human body, which contains our souls, which belong to God. If you question what are the things of a priest that I do, at this time, I will say that the things of a priest that I do include praising God and teaching in certain ways that may occasionally exceed or at least differ from the regular routines of an average Christian minister. It may be ceremonies that our contemporary ministers do not bother with, or by explaining something of a miraculous event. Or it may be something as simple as telling people that they are not daydreaming or hallucinating when the glory of the Lord appears. There's really not much to tell about it. I do not think that I generally appear to be very different from other people. I still suffer illness, injury, and other problems that people have. But God has helped me to both avoid and survive several deaths and many hardships. I still have the basic needs of food and shelter and such as any other person. I have my faults, and I also have a few talents or skills like other people. There are many people who may know our Holy Bible and related writings better than I by having studied or memorized many more of the facts than I cannot always say who does or who does not understand the meanings of the messages of the written word of God or the spoken word of God. Even though I am a teacher myself, I still listen to preachers and go to Bible study like other people. Whether the teacher or leader is reading a Bible for their very first time or has been teaching teachers since before I was born. This is because we all must continue to study to retain and improve our knowledge and help others to do so, as well as helping ourselves, which is ministering to each other. The angels and Spirit of God will also appear to teach and minister with other people. So I am not the only living mortal person that has been visited by holy beings. It is a thing that anyone might experience. Even while I have lived in the company of evil persons who despise and hate God, and when employed by those who even deny his existence. I have always worshipped the one true God and never his adversaries. I have never cursed God. I have never doubted or denied the existence of God. And many other people can truthfully say the same, who are all blessed or even lucky that we have not done so. But these things are not overly exceptional, so I suppose that only God knows why I'm so privileged.